Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to the third episode of New Homeschool Live Blog Talk Radio Show. Looks like maybe Miss Dana is busy with her children at the moment. We're waiting for her to call in. In the meantime, I'm here with Sandy and Kelsey and our other new friends. If you guys wanted to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kelsey. I'm here and we're sharing the new you and we're doing this radio show to listen to the children and their real side experiences, what people call dreams, and contacting the parents to see if we can get them to listen to the children and wake up the world to what makes sense and all these wonderful experiences that the kids are having every night, and just giving them a platform to share and speak up and educate the adults that have been indoctrinated through the system.
Hi, this is Sandy, and I agree with everything that Kelsey had said. I second it, and we're trying to get to a point where everything makes sense and to understand the all-natural environment that supports you and everyone else, and our children are the future, and we need to listen to them to see where they're coming from and what their dreams are and what they see on the real side, we call it, and to discuss what they see and what they dream about. As land, air, and oceans are constantly being poisoned and polluted, there will come a time where everything is infected, and what we decide now will come to pass as the future arrives. It's going to take a lot more than just thinking the all-natural environment will be okay. It takes what we're going to do right now to make it so, and the children are the future from what we decide now.
This is Dean Bell, and the children will be going to university at one point when they get older. We'll catch them there. The children have so much potential. They really do. They see more than the adults a lot of the times because they've not been indoctrinated. There's a story about Admiral Byrd, the famous explorer of the North Pole and the South Pole. He was only 10 when he asked his mother to if he could go to the Philippines. He lived in the United States. Or did he live in England? I'm not sure, but he lived somewhere where the Philippines was quite far away. He had to take a flight there, and finally he talked his mother into it. And he went to the Philippines, and he decided to extend his trip, and he went all the way around the world. And by the time he came back, he was 12 years old only. So they have a lot of potential, and they see a lot more. So that's why we're here, to give them an opportunity to express themselves.
Yeah, because realistically, all the children decided to come here to gain experience, and so they can do that, you know, especially on the real side, and they can get the comparison from what they're seeing on the real side to this world we're living in, which really is making no sense at all. So we're here to listen to the children, give them a chance to talk about what they see without, you know, the parents getting in the way. And so we're having a lot of fun with this, and Sandy is the president here, and we all think children are cool and wonderful because they're pure and you know, they're here to wake up to what they really is. So it's a cool adventure, and we really enjoy, you know, having the chance to talk to children and parents too, who are, you know, seeing, who want to see from the parents' point of view, like Dana, who is talking about radical unschooling, which is has pretty much nothing to do with the agreed upon systems that the world controllers have created, where they're choosing what the children should be learning so that they can be you know, part of the human farming planet to go into the business world as they grow up. Yeah, it's a fun adventure, and we're all hoping that Dana can come on and share something with us, and maybe her children too.
541, do you want to introduce yourself? 541 area code. Eight, five, six area code. Do you want to introduce yourself? Is everyone on the real side? Hello.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric, and I'm with the New Home School. I'm just here for technical support and to see what Dana has to share with us and what her kids have to share with us.
I think it will be great to listen to her today when she comes on, and I wish I had been born in an era where this was available to me as a child. When I grew up, I grew up in a very strict household where children were to be seen and not heard, and they carried that out to the nth degree. And I even wish my children had been born in this era, where there were no vaccines, et cetera, to muddy up their minds or dumb them down. And although I didn't do the children should be seen and not heard. I listened to their dreams, and we did a lot of creative things together. So forward, let's go forward with all of this. Thank you.
Claudie, would you like to introduce yourself and share something?
Hello. My name is Claudie. I'm Grandmother Claudie. But my children are all grown up, and they have children. And they are seeing life from a different viewpoint because there are no restrictions on them. They have to grow up and be seen. They're seen and heard. But mostly they play with their video games, which seems to be the life of children nowadays. They put on their earphones or earbuds, and they are not with us. They're in their game. I find that most sad because I don't get to talk to them and ask them questions like, what is going on in your world? What is happening at school? What do you talk about outside of class? And usually it's just sports or something like that, or the latest rock star or what's happening there. But the new thing that my children, grandchildren, are experiencing is a more fluid gender life, and I have to get used to this idea of fluid gender. That's one of the friends of the grandchild. I address them as they, or them, or their name. They don't have an individuality, which I find most interesting. So right now I'm looking at new kinds of kids that have new kinds of watching new video series. My grandchildren don't watch the regular TV. They watch series that are geared to them from a different viewpoint. Right now we're watching the beginning of He-Man's, I guess you could say, girlfriend, She-Ra, and it shows how she started life. So I'm really interested in that series. Okay.
So, hey guys, this is Mary again. I just received a message from Miss Dana Martin. Unfortunately, she has a family emergency. Her daughter seems to be stranded, and she's going to have to reschedule You know, the kids always come first. That is definitely one thing that she represents. Unfortunately, she's not going to be able to show up today. But with the, you know, there's a lot of homeschooling and radical unschooling, and we have the new homeschool. I decided to go on her Facebook for a quick second, since we're not really going to introduce her right now. We'll wait for the future to do so. But I saw here, because with the radical unschooling, I mean, there is no, like, report cards or grades or set schedules, or it's very much allowing the children to be the leaders, as children are the leaders if we just watch and pay attention. They're constantly leading, and they easily make friends, and they easily love each other. They don't see color. They don't see bad. I mean, they're just pure and they're innocent. So she made a statement here on Facebook, and this is her speaking. So, quote, "Did you know that Chuck E. Cheese and other businesses give out free tokens for good grades? A while back, I had the idea to create an unschooling report card which reflects what I value as a peaceful parent. Instead of what schools and the authoritarian paradigm model of parenting values. So I made one of these report cards for each of my children and brought them the Chuck E. Cheese to give to the cashier. I'm happy to share that we were accepted. The cashier thought it was a great idea, and our kids were given free tokens. Over the years, I have found that although there are many people that oppose and disagree with the way we parent and educate our children, just as many support it and love the philosophy. Don't underestimate these small but powerful ways of supporting your child's life and promoting radical unschooling and peaceful parenting. Think outside the box. Your children and the children of the world benefit so much from your strength, creativity, and unique forms of advocacy." Now, on this report card, it says unschooling report card, and this was for one of her children. And, you know, her child got an A+ in happiness, an A+ in contentment, an A+ in self-love, an A+ in fulfillment, an A+ in passion, and an A+ in freedom. And that's kind of how radical unschooling works. I mean, I won't speak on her behalf. I can only speak about what we're doing here with the Wonderful World Rod Educators and what we're doing with the new homeschool. And we're allowing the children to be children and just setting up a platform for them to do so.
We are giving, was somebody else going to speak? Okay, we are giving the children. Oh, go ahead, Claudie.
Talking about grades, I went to a secular school from first to eighth grade. And, well, I failed first grade because I couldn't stay awake long enough to make it through the day. So the sister who was teaching the school said, go home and come back next year when you're older so you can stay awake in class. Which really helped. My grades went from S to A, so maybe a year difference helped a lot. I really see a lot of stress that children go through in a normal school day, especially if they're not up for it. Children in the inner cities who come from distressed families or distressed home situations have a challenge just to get through the day, just to get to school, possibly find something to eat, and then get home and stay alive to the next morning. Children in more affluent neighborhoods don't have this problem. They have other stresses. Not the same. Are you wearing the same shirt I am? Oh, did you get that at Goodwill? All sorts of little comments that can make a person feel down. So So, yes, grades are not the only part of the school day life. Some of these lives have challenges, but some have such wonderful opportunities to link in with someone who has the same disadvantage to do something, but then they form friendships and link together, they can overcome the disability or the situation and form a strength amongst themselves that they did not have before. So school can be a positive experience, not just for the knowledge that it imparts, but for the camaraderie, I guess you could say, and the gift of having another friend who's experiencing the same thing you are. And I don't know if children discuss dreams at school, maybe in high school or something, but that's an interesting viewpoint to present if the parents ask the children, what'd you dream of last night? And see where that leads. Thank you.
What we're really helping the kids to do is to find their survival. Life is about survival, and we're giving them opportunity to enhance their creativity and their cleverness and their expand or to recognize more of life and what it means to be alive and to live in both the physical and the other realms, which they already know about, that's the part that they're teaching the adults. They're bringing the adults back to memory of what it is that we're actually doing here, and that there is more than one life level. So it's really about survival. So we're giving them the opportunity to create their own basically survival ways to deal with life, and basically they know what to do. So that's why we keep talking about they teach the adults, and they can pretty much create their own programs and follow their own pursuits and what they would like to get into and to discover about themselves and life. Another thing is that I look back at the Indian children, American Indian in the past, and how there's a much more supportive situation for them. Grades promote competition and jealousies and different things, particulars, but little Indian children, they'd spend some time with the mom, 5, 6, 7 years old, and then to go with the dad and learn what he has to teach them after the mom taught them certain things. But it was all about survival. It was about just living with the natural environment, which is another thing we stress, because the technology is a huge disconnect from really real survival. Once living in the physical, once you are and have a relationship with the natural environment, then you're a lot better off. So we're just giving the kids an opportunity to be give them a better chance here to survive, because this is not easy here. So that's why we're here, just to give them an opportunity and better chance to recognize more.
Hey, can I add a comment to all that?
Sure.
You know, when you talk about kids, one of the things that strikes me is being so neat about kids, if you can catch them, you know, in the, like, the 2 to 4, 2 to 5 age group, is because most of the kids remember their past lives at that point in time. And after they get to be about, well, the worst part of it is after they get their vaccinations, like their MMR and all that, usually after they finish all their vaccinations, they're practically done. Their bodies and mind is brought back and focus in the cause effect creation, and they lose all those memories. So if there's any way, you know, if you're gonna start dealing with mothers of, you know, parents of young kids, if we could teach them that the kids, you know, once they get to be 1 or 2 years old and they start remembering their past lives, if we can build on that and have the parents build on that, then they remember that there's a lot more to life than you know, a kid that's, you know, 6 or 8 years old. You know, by the time they're 6 or 8 and haven't been, you know, directed in their life to remember these things, you've lost them. But if we can get them at that early age, and they can usually see auras, and their awareness seems to be much higher until they're dumbed down by the world. So just a thought there, if that could be introduced. And I don't know exactly what you have in mind for your training programs, but I would think that might be an interesting idea to go into, just to let parents know that, you know, if we can build on what they remember, you know, being very young children. And I even remember when I was a kid, one of my earliest memories was right after my sister was born. She was 2 years younger than I was, but I remember when she came into life, and I was like, couldn't have been more than about 2 or 3 years old, and they said, you have a baby sister, and I knew right then on the spot that it was my job to take care of her. I don't know why I felt that way, but, I mean, there was no doubt that in my mind that, you know, I remembered something from the past. And so anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there and see what you guys think of that idea.
Paul Twitchell always had, pardon?
Go ahead.
Paul Twitchell had said at one time that everything is in place by the time they're 6, a lot of inner experiences and everything, but by the time they reach 6, their viewpoint becomes very outwardly. So it's important for these tiny tykes to, oh no, sorry.
Hey there, Sandy.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I had the cell phone in here. One thing that's kind of funny is I had a friend in Naples who lives in Bonita Springs now, Florida. But when her daughter was very, very little, this was before she was 6, she would tell her mother what to do all the time. And my friend always said, "I'm the mother this time, Gia, not you." She remembered that, so... You know, Paul Twitchell, yes, I was interrupted. I did finish the thought.
Oh,
he always said that everything was in place by the time they're 6.
Yeah, but we've got to be
and busy. He said that they go outwardly and socially after that. Everything becomes more worldly. They become more worldly. So,
as they forget all their memories.
Well, they do forget, yes, because their attention is focused elsewhere. And if we can keep it on the new you and discussing their dreams and letting them be themselves. Children live in the now. I know I just got a little puppy, and Cesar Millan always says that dogs live in the now. In other words, if they do something they're not supposed to, if you don't discipline them at that moment, 2 minutes later, they've forgotten about it because they're in another now. And Children do that too. You can't, a child does something, let's say, naughty in the afternoon, and the mother says, "You just wait till your father gets home." I'm going to tell him what you've done. Well, by the time the father gets home, that's, you know, that's way in the past, and the child may not even remember what the heck he did or why he did it. So we have to live in the now. It's more fun living in the now anyway, where life is and reality exists, instead of the structure that this world puts upon us. School systems are very, very strict. They're very, very structured. I lucked out with a couple of teachers that I remember, and one is my kindergarten teacher. She let us express ourselves in art, and she didn't care if we stuck our hands in the finger paints and got it everywhere, maybe except the paper. But that was okay. We could do kind of the art that we wanted with the finger painting, and I, too, let my children do that. Oh, boy, they a mess. But you have to kind of accept, expect it and accept it for some of that creativity to come out. I mean, there is a tub. You know, you can put them in the tub for a nice bath.
Let me give you a great example of how the world destroys a kid's perception of reality, the real side. Let's say that you have a kindergarten class and you have all these little boys and girls in there. And the teacher one day tells them to, they're using the color, the finger painting with the different colors, the blues and the reds and the browns and all that. And the teacher tells the kids to paint, to do a finger painting of their mother. And so they pull out the different colors and they draw the face and nose and ears, and then they draw the hair. And little Johnny over there, instead of using, you know, brown or dark color for his mother's hair, he uses the color blue. And the reason he's using the color blue is because little Johnny remembers seeing the blue aura around his mother's head. So he does blue, and the teacher comes over and says, "Oh, Johnny, you've got the wrong color there. Your mother's hair is definitely not blue. Don't ever do that again." You know, and see, that's how the kids' source of reality is destroyed. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, nowadays she might have a blue wig, so that could very well happen
like
nowadays. Yeah, I have a purple one now, so it just depends. We're more fantasy oriented, I guess, in the hair colors today than we were when I was growing up. So I know one of my friend's son was in kindergarten too, and he had gone to school and he had brought home a picture. By the way, he was classified as being genius level IQ. So he comes home with this complete yellow paper. So the mother was trying, I mean, he colored everything yellow. Everything was yellow. The whole page was yellow. And so she thought she was being very creative with him, and she said, "So-and-so, Billy, now, tell me all about your picture and what you used your crayons for here." And he says, "It's a yellow wall. What did you think it was?" So he was being very literal, but I somehow remember that. To me, it was kind of funny. So you have to really...
maybe he was doing the all-is.
He could have been doing the all-is from his dream state or his dreams there. But know your child. Get to know your child. They have wonderful ideas. They have wonderful visions. They're the ones that can communicate with all the birds and the animals and pets. And it's great for a child, I think, to have a pet. It just opens up a lot of experiences that they normally wouldn't have. So.
Well, how about all the kids that see other Yeah, a lot of kids will see other realities. They see, they have play friends that show up, you know, in the astral or whatever. And, you know, you've heard a lot of stories about where kids would be talking to their friends and their parents would come in and say, "Who are you talking to?" You know, they say, "Oh, it's my friend so-and-so." Well, quit pretending. You know, you're just pretending. There is no such person. You know, there's another way a kid's understanding of reality is destroyed.
When I was small, I always had an invisible friend, and her name was May. And I even spelled it M-A-E. And years later, when I was in my 20s, I ended up having a friend for the rest of her life in this lifetime, and her name was May. So you just never know what's going on in the realities sphere there.
My brother, my younger brother Alan, had a secretary who was very perceptive, and she could see every layer of auras that anybody had. I mean, she had no problem seeing auras. And when she was in high school, all the way into high school, she was meeting a friend of hers at a restaurant. And she walks in, and her friend is sitting at a table already, and her aura is all black. And so my brother's secretary, her name was Sandy also, and she walks in and she says, "Oh my God, what's wrong? What's wrong? You know, your aura is all black. You know, what happened?" You know, she was stunned. You know, she was shocked that something really bad happened to her friend. And her friend says, "Well, what are you talking about? You know, what do you mean my aura is all black?" And that's when my brother's secretary, she was all the way up in the, like a senior in high school, before she discovered that the rest of the world could not see auras. She did not, I mean, she thought it was so natural, it never even crossed her mind that other people, I mean, you know. So there's an interesting story. And also she could see events days ahead of time. One example was she had a construction truck coming. I mean, this is after she's an adult. She's like 30 or 40 years old. She had a truck coming out to pour some gravel in their driveway, and she had a vision of this thing backing up in the driveway and tipping over backwards upside down and the driver getting injured. And so she left work and went racing home to stop that from happening. But it turns out he got there early and dumped his truck and got hurt anyway. But anyway, I mean, a lot of people have all these abilities and perceptions that just, you know, that are being destroyed by the world at large, you know, by telling them how crazy they are. So, anyway, I just throw that out as an example, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bob, you mentioned the past lives and encouraging. Looking at those, well, most of the time we come in with a mission, so-called mission or some kind of intent into the physical to accomplish something or to do something, and it behooves the parents to help the child to accomplish that mission, and they could work together. I mean, there's an agreement made before the child comes in with the parent, and that's pretty well known. So each of them support each other in the family and in their community, and then things get done and things get recognized, and it's really nice. And then the other thing would be, you mentioned that Paul Twitchell talked about what 6 is the age or so when begin looking outward. So it's interesting how the Indians kind of had that intuitively. They had the child with the mother up until that time, and he's learning more things about the domestic, you know, preparing food, weaving, gardening, tanning, things like that. And then at 6, 7 years old, the child would go out with his father and more into the outside world with the hunting and learning, tracking, and other skills of survival. So again, they had a natural attunement to where they were living with the environment. And again, we're not negating anything, but we can work it with anything. So we have this situation here in the world today with all the technology. So we work the best we can with it, around it, through it, we can do it.
Do we have any kids that want to speak?
We don't, not today. That is, so this Thursday we will have a January 3rd at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm inviting all mothers and children to our Real Homeschool Skype chat where the kids can see each other and introduce each other. Anyone who's interested in learning more about the new homeschool and allowing the kids. So my daughter seems to be a little bit shy. It's a lot for her at the moment. But I think as more and more new kids step up and more new moms work on becoming a new mom or a new student and reading the new books, and just becoming more aware. I mean, everything is awareness, and the more that we do that, the more opportunities we have to recognize, you know, ourselves and how beautiful and pure and innocent children are. And they really are the leaders. They have everything they need to. We all have everything we need. We just have to recognize it. And the young children, they already recognize everything that is here. So if we can just give them, we're just giving them a platform to be able to share maybe in a more private setting. And as they continue to grow, they will have their own live blog talk radio show, and they can share with the world all their real experiences and the different life levels and compare everything that they see here from the real side.
Thank you, Mary. Does anybody want to go ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to share that, you know, the kids that, you know, they're already perfect, they're brilliant, they're bright shining stars, and it really isn't them who need the guidance. It's us adults. You know, I became a new student. I've always been a mother, but I also became a new mom working with the new homeschool, working with the wonderful well-read educators. I'm super thankful for Dwayne the Great Writer, Dwayne Hepner, for standing real with all of life. See all is. For writing all the new books, for you, Ms. Kelsey, for standing real and sharing everything that you do for a real purpose and real education. I've been a mother for 11 years. I have two children, Jalen, she's 11, and Patrick, who is 4, and becoming a new mom and a new student and recognizing the world beyond creation, learning and understanding the 5 bodies I have here in creation, and just being more capable to allow my children and to discuss with my children that they always have choices, and, you know, allowing them to make the decision and not being that helicopter parent or, you know, not telling them that they're wrong or that they're right, but, you know, what it is that they decide. And just within my experience of becoming more aware and becoming a new mom and just participating in all of life and everything that is, it's been, you know, I'm just overwhelmed grateful for having this platform to be able to share with others and just being able to see my kids and their happiness, and they get along better, and how much they even enjoy me better. So hopefully, you know, more people will show up. Again, we have the new Skype call January 3rd, and we will be rescheduling with Dana, and there will be more new homeschool episodes in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can check out www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com for any of the new books. You can contact any of us, Kelsey, I, Sandy, at www.newhomeschool.club. And anything, I know we have the new kids Skype calls on Saturday nights. It's 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For anyone who's interested in any questions or wants to know more about what it is that we're doing and sharing. Yeah, and anything else that you have. I know, Kelsey, you have tons of websites, and we can add people to groups. You can come share your real side experiences. You can learn more about what we term, you know, what everyone has termed as dreams, but it's actually your real side. This is a, you know, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot that we're not seeing. And really, the children of the future, they're the leaders.
For the parents that want to learn more about the children's real side experiences and what they're already seeing and experiencing, you can go to newhomeschool.club, and there is a titled Children's Dream course there. It's mainly for the parents to understand better and also assist the children with some definitions, which is what we are here for, and with Dwayne the Great Writer. Mary's going to be starting a radio show with her kids and their friends. And so if you are on the internet, you are welcome to come on this Blog Talk radio show and share the kids' real side experiences. And if you guys have anything else, you guys can just wrap up the show and we'll see everybody next time. Please do come and share.
Thank you.
Thank you,
yeah.
Everyone.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so we Wonderful Worldwide Educators, we're sharing the new sound, assisting everyone on all life levels to move beyond all the restrictions, ideas, and attitudes. We're making sense in a senseless world, and children, they're the future. And we can all maybe just close this up with the new sound and singing a new you. New you. Did we get everyone? Dean Val?
Yes. We all did it together here. Kelsey,
right.
Henry, and I.
All right. Well, thanks for all you wonderful super beings for showing up for the whole world to see. Anyone can join. Anyone has the opportunity to recognize what they're really doing here and why they're really here. Thanks for showing up.
Thank you.
Thank you.